Here's a demonstration from Ray Brown of the quarter note triplet being delayed by an eighth note, followed by one of Mike's electric bass students playing it.
One, two, one, two, three, four. But did you notice how your line went be-dong-dong?
Yes.
The student says that his accents kind of choose themselves, and he's no longer trying to keep time, but he's in a steady flow of time. The triplet caused a change in his playing, so it's not imitating. It's not addressing the cause of the effect. It's understanding the source of the musical phenomenon and not just imitating an effect. In other words, like Charlie Parker's lines were involved in a certain process. So rather than copying his lyrics, learn how he was playing, not what he played. Otherwise, you'll be in a different process than the one that made the lick in the first place. The bass player repeats the exercise here.
One, two, one, two, three,
Now an upright bass player plays it.
One, two, one, two, three.
Now we're going to look at the dizzy eighth note triplet. This is similar to the displaced quarter note triplet, but now it's three eighth note triplets displaced by one eighth note. And it's on page 24, and it also shows that like the second and third part of those triplets come in between the second straight eighth note. In other words, if you had one and two and gun. Then the second and third hit fall on in between the second beat. If you're counting one and two, and the second and third eighth note triplets fall on either side of the downbeat of the second beat. That's illustrated on page 25. So a regular eighth note triplet is two against three. So Dizzy is saying, why not start the three over two over the second and third eighth notes in a bar? Here's Mike explaining it.
All right, first I'm going to play the regular eighth note triplet, which would be 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 da ba dee da ba da 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 da. And here's what Dizzy is saying. Ooh, do do da do 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 da 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 ooh da 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 ooh da da da. Now again, what's very important is to make sure that that's a dotted eighth note. So you should set yourself up this way. Backy-dee, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and ooh, ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba. Now, whole language comes from that. It's extremely important in this kind of music.
And here's Dizzy using that triplet in the count-off of one of his tunes.
Da-da-da.
Now we look at student exercise number 2, which is on page 26. It has the dizzy displaced triplet followed by an eighth note. The eighth note on the end of 4 is counted like it would be the 1. And if you want to see more on that, look at Mike Longo's book called How to Read how to sight read jazz and other syncopated type rhythms. And I made a blog on this on Guitar Lessons Ithaca's website as well. It's basically just saying that the end of four, since there's nothing coming, there's no new note on the one beat of the next bar, you're going to count that as a one, so you don't get thrown off, because students sometimes get delayed in their counting when they have syncopation like that. So it'd be like any end of four, instead of counting one and two and three and four and, you would count one, two, three, four, one and two and three and four, one, because that is like the anticipated one beat. Here's Mike scatting the rhythm.
So now this would be one, two, three, da, 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 da. One, two, three, da, 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 da. Two, three, four.
He says, make sure the eighth note rest is a dotted eighth. In other words, don't come in early reading it like a classical eighth note. Here's him scatting that rhythm.
Baggity, 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 baggity. One and two and three and four and one, ba, ba, ba.
And here's Mike counting it in and the pianist playing it.
One, two, three. Two, three, four, one, two.
Here's he's scatting how not to do it. Like, make sure to feel it as a dotted eighth rest, not a straight eighth rest.
Dotted eighth rest and not baggity, 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 baggity. One and two and three, ba, 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 ba.
Here's a guitarist playing it, followed by a guitarist and a bassist playing it.
Baggity, 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 baggity. One and two and three. Two, three, four,
So far we will have seen the Ray Blount displaced quarter note triplet, and then the Dizzy displaced eighth note triplet, and now we're going to get to the displaced 16th note triplet level. Here's a sample of Dizzy playing it. And that exercise is on page 30. It says, it is strongly advised that you stay focused on the phenomenon of the melody emanating from the feeling in your hands that result from the flow that the exercise puts you in. Oftentimes, students are not aware of what they sound like when they're involved in this process, and when they hear a playback of what they play, they're amazed on how good it sounds. For this reason, I strongly advise you record yourself and practice when you practice and listen afterwards. Most students are surprised what they hear. And in case you fell out of the pocket, you'll be able to see why and where it happened and correct yourself on another take. Here is a guitarist and bassist playing the exercise on two different times.
One, two. Two, three, four.
Illustrated on page 30, if you keep the continuity of the triplet starting on the eighth note, you'll see that the second beat lands between the third and part of the triplet as we saw earlier. Another way to explain this is if you do right, left, right, left, right, left on every beat. So I'm going to slow it way down to 40. So you go, so like here's a beat. One, two, three, four, you go. Right, left, 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 right, left, 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 right. Here's a recording of the bass player playing it, and notice his pocket after he plays it.
One, two, three, four. One. Very good.
Then the upright bassist plays it, and he says that it results in a strong backbeat on 2 and 4, and the dizzy triplet affected that behavior.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
It says, although this is primarily intended to aid bass players to find a deep pocket. It can be played on other instruments, producing almost magical results. It must be practiced very slowly, as it is very tricky and does not sound like it looks when you play it. The important thing here is to make sure that your foot beat is falling where the notes are indicated. In other words, in between the second and third sets of each triplet. It might take considerable practice, but if you play it as indicated and begin an improvised solo in the second bar of the blues that follows, right out of where the exercise leaves you, it will produce very surprising results when you hear it back. Eventually, once you master it, it will seem as though you're speaking a new language with amazing spontaneous results.